consignment shop is?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, it's when you bring stuff that you really don't want anymore and they can sell it and then give you a percentage.
Yeah, exactly. So it's different than, so if you don't know the difference, so like thrift shops, vintage shops, that kind of stuff, you just donate stuff. Usually the money goes towards charity, a percentage of it goes towards charity. So that's just a straight up donation, like Goodwill, for example. But a consignment store, they only take certain brands and they take like high end stuff. So I had a high end brand. I had a Carolina Herrera dress. Truth be told, I found it at a thrift shop for $45. It was a $750 dress because I found it on the Carolina Herrera website.
Mm.
So it was originally $750. I paid $45 for it. I wore it a couple of times. You know, I didn't really love it on me. I bought it because of the label. So I found this consignment store in my neighborhood that takes high-end stuff. They're going to sell it for $120, which is fine. You know, they don't sell it for $750.
Mm-hmm.
They sell it for $120, and then you basically split the profits with them. $60 each is how they do it. Fine. I paid $45 for it. I wore it a couple of times. $60, it's a win.
Mm-hmm.
So every couple of months, what you do is you send them an email and check in and go, hey, how's my dress doing? Hey, did my dress sell?
Oh,
no,
great.
Sorry, it didn't sell. You know, you keep in touch with them. So I'd kind of forgotten about it. I was like, oh, yeah, my dress. So I send an email and it bounces back. I send another one and I get like a bounce back that says, you know, we only take emails on Wednesdays. I'm like, it is Wednesday. So I call and the number's been disconnected.
Oh, no.
And I Google it. Yeah. And I Google it. And there was an article in the New York Post that this particular consignment store went belly up in the middle of nowhere. Like, this was before COVID. This all happened in, I get this information in like January, that it totally went belly up, that the person who owned it, like, embezzled some money. It was this whole thing. And people, I just had the one dress there. There's people that have thousands of dollars worth of stuff there. There's a big, huge lawsuit going on. And it's so big. There's an article in the New York Post. And it says, if you have any clothes at this particular store, here's the attorney's information. Get in touch with them.
Oh, no.
So I send the attorney. Yes. So I send the attorney an email. And they're like, can you prove that you have clothing there? Yes. So I take my receipt that has all my information from the store.
Mm-hmm.
I scan it. I email it. They're like, great. You're part of the lawsuit. So they finally, like, they're allowed to go into the store. They break the lock. They go in. They get as much clothing as they can. And they start to try to match it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, we're either going to give you your dress back or we're going to give you the money for it, something. I'm like, I'll take either at this point. So they're starting to match people who had stuff for consignment. And they said, you know, once we match, we'll send you an email and we'll give you a date as to when you can come pick up your item.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't hear from them. I'm like, okay.
The attorney went out of
like
business.
The last time I hear from them was like September. So I was just thinking about it yesterday, just like putting it out there in the universe. I get an email out of nowhere from the attorney. And they said, if you're getting this email, it means we did not find your item.
Oh, no.
We didn't match your thing. Right. We didn't match your item to your receipt, which means you're going to be part of the class action lawsuit that we're going to get money back. We will let you know the first quarter of the year how much of your money we're getting back for you.
Mm.
So it's still going on.
Well, the consignment...
It's like a year already. I mean, this...
The consignment shop went bankrupt. What are the odds you're going to get any money?
Well, but they went bankrupt because the main guy embezzled all this money, so he has money.
Mm.
So they're suing him for all this money.
Oh.
I mean, you know, there's people that have Louis Vuitton bags there that are like worth thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's people that there's like celebrities that live in my neighborhood and models that, you know, they get like Birkin bags. I mean, there was a Birkin bag there. That's like a $10,000 bag that they were selling for like $4,000.
Oh, so somebody
wants that bag or that money back.
So he took the bag and took your dress. He took your dress and took off. He probably gave it to his wife and the Birkin bag, and he's in the Bahamas right now. You're never getting your money back. Never.